Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's nice to just have everyone just having a conversation before.
A nice vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you guys created.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, exactly. Was that a segue?
I think that's a segue, isn't it? I think we're alright.
Yeah.
I think we're alright. What are we saying, boys?
We're here.
We're good.
In a stadium yet again, aren't we?
Who wants to name the stadium? Because I can't.
Wheelings.
Felix.
Felix Oufouet-Boigny. Hey. Try to replicate that now, Keith.
Felix Oufouet-Boigny. Oufouet.
Oufouet-Boigny.
For our audio listeners, you guys might have heard accents that you're not necessarily familiar with. And I think it's only right that we introduce those accents to you, those people to you. We are sat, as we said, in a beautiful stadium.
It's wonderful, man.
In the Côte d'Ivoire.
Diego.
With two members of a collective that we've had the privilege of sharing a night of. And the night is called Le Sunday. I'm sitting next to Ahoa.
Ahoa.
Right?
Ahoa, yeah.
And in the middle of us both, we have Leo.
I think that deserves a round of applause that we've got them in the stadium.
Bienvenue,
enchanté. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I love the fact that like Kwame says that a lot when he meets people in
French.
Yeah. Enchanté.
No, no,
no. Je parle un peu.
You from Ghana, bro. Ghana, avec us.
But we do appreciate you coming down and giving us some time of your time and sharing your pantry with us.
Yeah.
You're sitting with us, you know.
I think it's a great opportunity for everyone like to link. That's why the AFCON is about, like linking, building bridges between Anglophone, Francophone, around the world, or Hispanic or Portuguese. So, like, when you reach out, I was like, oh, let's go.
It's really beautiful because I think AFCON is such a big name. People think it's only a football tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, the more you speak to people here and people that work for CAF and on the streets, it's really like a festival.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's a real, like me, I'm a proud Ghanaian. I've been to Ghana like 6-7 times. These are my first two other countries that I've been to, Cameroon and now Côte d'Ivoire.
Uh-huh.
And even though they're in West Africa, Central Africa, they're all three are so different. Like, Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire actually share borders. We're all from the Akan region, right? But the countries are so different, right?
Yeah.
So, and even though we have some similarities, so it's a beautiful thing like for me to sample some of this festival, and I can't wait for our listeners and our viewers around the world to feel some of that energy.
Yeah. That I've got this, like you said, I think, maybe in 2021 in Cameroon, I think there were more media, that the attention were more, let's say, bigger. Because like the year before, okay, AFCON is cool, it's African, but like now because of the social media, the influencer, the hype around, like it's crazy. I think this is the first time now, for me, AFCON is like, it's like Euro. Tournament or World Cup is it's another level, but like right now it's like everyone's wanna go, like the ambiance, the enjoyment, the way people behave, the game, everything. Now people are like, oh shit, AFCON is the shit, sorry for that.
No, we can swear
away.
Swear
away, my friend. Okay, sorry for that. But like,
I think before we get into the conversation, one thing that we haven't done for a while, because we haven't been on the air for a little minute, is ask a question that we always ask each other at the beginning of a recording. And the question is to kind of level set us and to give us a feeling of like gratefulness and to take the time to like really think about the things that make us happy in our lives. So the question is very simple. It's what's made you smile this week?
What made me smile this week?
Yeah.
The Ivory Coast who won the, of course. I mean, it's all about football. So, yes, of course, on Wednesday, I was happy to see Ivory Coast beating Congo.
Congo.
Early in the week, it was last Sunday for me.
Nice.
Yes, because we had a great event. The vibe was nice.
Yes, it was.
And so
we can confirm. Yes.
Yes. So there's two things. Yeah. There are two things.
And for you, Leo?
For me,
wow.
I'm just glad to enjoy this whole month and be like, yo, it's crazy. I mean, even when I was driving here, I was like, yo, we did the AFCON here. Mm. That was crazy. So to be a part of that, so that's one of the things I'm grateful this week. I'd be like, yo, Sunday is over, but we can tell a child that we were there. Nice. We were there, so that's cool.
How about you, Kwame?
Oh, yeah, forget.
Forget
it's been
well,
so long, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think for me, it was just, I don't know how to describe it. I guess for me, it was just like a feeling of gratefulness
yeah.
that I've been able to experience Ivory Coast. I can say this it honestly and also like ignorantly. Like I'm from West Africa, so a lot of the big focus is on Ghana, Nigeria,
yeah, yeah.
South Africa. So, and I pride myself on knowing capitals and geography.
Yeah, yeah.
And up until this week, I didn't know how to spell Abidjan. I knew it existed, and I knew that people think it's the capital, but it's actually not.
Yeah.
I knew that, but just the feeling of being here for a week, you know, like, and not being in a hotel, but being in like a rural area, you know, like what do you call it, Kokodi, which
yeah.
is a shirt you're wearing today, yeah. Leo, and just feeling a connection. And then like the other day, I had a very like funny Uber conversation in like very 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 broken like Franglish
mm-hmm.
with like a, with a driver from here. And he had family in Ghana, but we both spoke different languages. But we could understand
yeah,
certain
yeah.
things. And we were arguing about food. And it was just nice, right? Like, for the 45 minutes or however long, we were together and we had a bond. And that's what AFCON is all about and experiences,
yeah.
right?
Yo,
so that's the thing that will make me weak. Just being in the area and just feeling like more connected to a great country.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm very proud of Ivory Coast, you know, to host this event. As you can see here in Ivory Coast, we are very proud of our country. And so I'm so proud of my country to host this event at this level and to be able to show its best to the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is something important. I think it's in the history, and I'm very proud to be an Ivorian at this kind of time.
Yes. And I will say more to that because like me, I'm not Ivorian, but I'm Francophone. I've been in Ivory Coast since 6-7 years.
Yeah.
But as a Francophone, you know, people always say, people always put the light on Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, or Kenya.
Mm.
And the way that Ivory Coast showed the world that, yo, enjoyment is real here, infrastructure is good here, the food is good here, people are nice here. I think after AFCON, more and more people will come here.
Yes.
Yeah. Like from the West Indies, Europe, whatever.
We're going to definitely get into that later.
I really want to touch on that because I feel like in Europe, in the UK, whether that's in like London or parts outside of London, people don't necessarily claim their country as much. And I feel like that's an interesting thing. Like you don't necessarily hear Kieran or Kwame or myself saying we're proud to be English. You know, and I feel like that sense of pride is something, it's not really a question, it's more a comment.
Okay.
And something that we've acknowledged. It's really interesting that
I think
there's such pride here, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Every African are proud, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Every African are proud.
It's a part of our history because, you know, like maybe you grew up in this country, but we saw our country changing.
Mm.
We saw development, we saw everything, we was in the process. So now, when we are proud, we are also proud of what we are becoming, you know? So for you, maybe it's normal for you to see all of these things that you have in your country, but for us, we've seen it coming because, and this is the reason why we are proud. It's like a child that grew up and we saw it from the beginning.
Not forget.
So we are very...
10 years ago, Ivory Coast were in the war.
Yeah, 10 years ago, it was the war here. It was like
that's crazy.
The KO and...
Yeah.
Look
crazy.
At where we are now.
Yeah.
So that's,
look at us now.
Yeah.
No. I think just everyone is proud. Like I'm Cameroonian. Cameroon is proud as fuck. Even that our city, our country is something. Everyone is proud. I think like you are just proud to be African. I think right now we are just proud to be African because I saw a post of Bleach Report.
Bleach Report.
And they was like saying, oh, AFCON is like that. I'm like, duh. Like, two American people, we don't know football. Anyway. So, but like, that's a good feeling. So now, as African, we are proud. Not just like country, but as African, you are like, oh, this is what we can do.
Yeah.
This is the level we're putting, and I'm expecting like 2025 is in Morocco, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Morocco is gonna be crazy too. Yeah, I know crazy. These people don't play, so.
Yeah.
And all of these things, we are not doing it like for. It's not just about Ivory Coast. It's about Africa first.
Right.
It's about Africa, so we are showing because we are Africans before Ivorian and all of this. So what we are doing, we are showing this to the world that Africans
can do this.
And we are showing Africa.
Yeah.
It's a really good point that you make. I think being here, being Caribbean myself, and having the opportunity to come to Africa, first to Cameroon, but now to Cote d'Ivoire, and seeing how similar the two places are.
Yeah.
But also, like being part of CAF, this CAF celebration, the African Cup of Nations. And being able to say, nah, like, when you look at it from the outside looking in, you can't have the preconceptions that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be on the ground to understand what this place is about, or what Cote d'Ivoire is about, what Africa is about. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. It's such a great advertisement to the rest of the world that
100%.
This is something that can happen. And for so long, there's misconceptions about Africa all over the world. And I'm very grateful that I've been humbled by my experience there, you know. So
a lot of people think Africa is, I mean, we are late.
Mm-hmm.
We are not late. We are just doing our stuff at our time, at our pace. And I'm just like, when I say I left France 6-7 years ago, and like, I don't see myself go back to Europe.
It's the same for me. I left 6 years ago. And I'm sorry. Metro, small apartments, and les gilets jaunes. I'm sorry.
And because
I'm not
like,
interested in it.
We are just like, I think for us as African, you are just getting started.
It feels like that.
Yeah, we're just
it
getting
really
started.
Really does feel like that.
Every African country right now. It's like, okay,
it's exciting.
We are getting started.
Yeah.
So it's a good feeling.
It's a new wave, And,
So
speaking of getting started, I think this is a great moment to speak about, you know, like the journey of your creative collective, you know, Le Sunday.
Yeah.
Starting off in 2018.
Yeah.
We're now in 2024, but it's AFCON 2023.
Yeah.
So that is 6 years if I can count.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, we have obviously Leleo and Lizzie here, but you're part of a group of five,
okay,
right?
We're five.
I'd like to explain, like, your journey, because, like, the thing that we loved, myself, you have Stephen and Kieran and friends David, Tasha, Sophia, shout out to the whole crew. We loved that. There was just a real chill vibe. It was chill vibe, nice aura, nice ambiance.
Yeah.
You could enjoy yourself. Like, a lot, so, like, what was your journey from starting 2018 to being the main player in a city as big as Abidjan?
So when we started, there is Aurore, Faisal, Aziz, Charles, and I. So the idea was pretty simple. It's like a day party and a small event for some friends.
Yeah.
Because like we were in Abidjan, and like, so the thing is in Abidjan, there is like on the Sunday, there is no party,
right? Mm.
Everything is on Friday, Saturday, and most party are in clubs.
Mm.
Right.
So I remember Faisal told me, was like, bro, there's nothing outside on the Sunday. Let's try to do something. And I was like, why not?
Yeah.
And so the first day we were like, okay, everyone has to invite 10 people.
Mm.
So we'll be 50. And from that 50, we went to numbers.
Yeah, because we had our friends, but we are creative and we are living in the creative scene. So our friends are
creatives,
artists, and all of this. So
they
were happy to be here. They were happy to have their party to be understood.
Yeah.
And then it goes viral on social media. So it goes from 50 persons to 100 persons to 200 persons. And we keep increasing like to 10,000 people at the 1 year later. It was the first festival.
We went from 50 to 10,000.
Yeah, from like 50 to 10,000 in 1 year. And so we had maybe 15 editions.
Yeah.
Because we had...
More.
Yeah because we started with one every week. And then after, when it became
big,
we said, okay, 1 month.
Yeah.
And then after, we thought we were going to have just a festival once a year.
Yeah.
But it was crazy because like it was just organic. We didn't 5 years ago, Facebook ads or Instagram ads wasn't big than now. Yeah. So it was just
real organic.
Yeah. And like I said, it was pretty simple. You come as you are, there's no table reservation.
Yeah.
Voila.
Yeah.
Bro, you come, you eat your foods, you have a good time.
Yeah.
Bye bye, you go home. That's the energy of last Sunday. And the thing is, the music is very important because like, Black Shah grew up in Harlem.
Mm.
Black Shah grew up in the States, like, spent 15 years in the States. So in me, I was just coming from Senegal in France. So when we were playing, like old hip-hop, new hip-hop, ragga dancehall, this kind of stuff. Like the stuff that people don't use to play in clubs.
Yes.
Mm. But as a day party.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because when it's a day party, you have like kind of bigger range.
More license.
Yeah. So that's the thing we play. And I think people loved it. It was so easy, it was simple.
Mm. And it was a safe place
for
artists.
Yeah. No, I understand. Like, I have this thing where a lot of times, if I'm in a club, like, if I'm really excited, the highest achievement for me is if I scream. Like, because a lot of times in clubs, this happens where I do it, and the people are like, what, you're weird. Like, what's going on with you? Because you're supposed to be cool, right?
Yeah.
And then I think last Sunday, at one point you played, I think my favorite Francophone song of all time, and maybe 2022 until now. So what do you call it?
No.
Chia Cola.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I screamed, and I was like,
he screamed,
I screamed, and no one looked at me because no one cared. You understand? It was a beautiful feeling, and it's like, so I can understand. Like,
no, Sunday is just vibes. Like, the idea is like, you come here, you have a good time, and we're gonna make sure that you're gonna dance. That's the energy. And I think it's like one of the great things because, like, in the team, you are just two DJs. And I think I've been two DJs kind of.
Yeah.
Sometimes she yelled at me like, this! Okay. Yo! People
you
are dancing!
You need to change. Look at the people.
Look at the people. Change the music.
Because I suppose sometimes you can really get in your own zone. Right?
Because sometimes as a DJ, you are like, oh, I'm gonna play this. And that's cool because in the team, she always like texts me at one time, like, yo, people are not dancing, change the music.
And even when we have a...
They are ladies.
Yeah.
Play more.
When we are invited, like, artists, I'm like, okay, you know, it's not in the mood. You need to come back and make... Because,
that's cool, though.
What we are selling is an experience.
Yes.
It's an experience. And the experience has to be good from the start to the beginning. Because Ivorian people... From the start to the end. Because Ivorian person, they are very... I mean,
difficult.
Yes, they don't forget like this. They don't forgive like this.
They don't forget
so
like,
if they have a bad experience, they will tell you.
Yeah.
If it's good, you will see them. If it's bad, you will see it on social media.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I was going to talk about an experience that we had waiting for some food.
And also, I'm not about other people. If they think something is funny, they will laugh in your face.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like...
They're like this. They make fun of everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes even me as a Cameroonian, I'm like, you people are like laughing off.
No, this is the what we call the joie de vivre.
La joie
de vivre is the I don't know the name in English. Is
the joy of living.
This is the reason why singing in the streets like we lost but we don't care. Because
that's
it's auto-dérision.
As a Cameroonian, I'm like, bro, we lost. I want to kill everyone.
But this is because of our story because you said we had the war and all of this. So we need to change the mindset. And now.
Beautiful thing.
We had a good vibe and a good spirit, so.
I've got two questions. First one is, you guys have kind of like made it seem like it was a very easy journey to where you got to one.
Uh-huh.
So there were some bumps in the road. So the first question is like, what do you think has made you guys successful? And then the second one is, you're a group of five. That's a lot of different personalities.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes there's ego involved, sometimes there's difference in opinions. So I'm curious to know, like, number one, what's made you successful? And number two, how have you navigated that journey of operating as a team of five? Because I can imagine that's really not an easy thing.
I can answer the second question.
When you talk about ego, I'm like, okay. But I'm the only lady, so, yeah. You know.
Mm. About the first question, how we made it through now. I think at every event we were like, what can we do next? I remember the first year. The first year was like, okay, next Sunday, last Sunday we did only DJ, woman DJ. Next Sunday we're gonna do all male. Next Sunday we're gonna be bring your own bottle. So like we were just challenging ourselves. Mm. Every time challenging ourselves, trying new stuff. Yes. And the thing is like we say test and learn. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not working, next time we're gonna change. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So and we were like let's say this is where I think we are good. There's ego. Like
there has to be.
There has to be. There's ego.
Yeah.
But now should I because
she knows.
But the thing is like we every time she always said that to me, it's like it's bigger than herself.
Mm.
It's not about you, it's not about it's not about face out. It's bigger than herself. Mm. So we have to think about La Sunday first, not about Jean-Louis career or Faisal interest. The interest is La Sunday.
Yeah.
If you get that, I mean, if you understand that, you can work. Mm. That's how we manage. And I think also the age, because like if we did La Sunday like, when we were 25, bro, I'm not sure it's going to be like this.
Yeah, right,
like when we
right.
started La Sunday, everyone were already on the 30, mm. not Aziz. Mm. Aziz is the younger. But like everyone was in the 30s, mm. And everyone were like, already had like 10 years of experience.
Yeah. Mm.
Like in an event or whatever. Like my first event was in 2008.
Wow.
Her first event was like maybe 2015,
16. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Face out the same. So
different.
Yeah. So when we started last Sunday, we were like, okay, we have something. Mm. We have to make sure it's gonna work. And like all say, we are. It's an artist event. It's a safe place for everyone. So the idea is like, you have to. The safe place has to still remain the safe place for everyone.
Yeah.
Like if you come from, for example, you come from the UK, you will be like, oh shit, that's mad.
Yeah.
If someone came from like I don't know, North Africa or South Africa, I'd be like, oh, that's something is the shit. So that's the idea of us. And then ego is there, but you have to manage.
For me, I think we are cool. Yeah. You know, we are cool guys. So mm-hmm. it's very, no pretension, but yeah, we are cool guys. So. It's very nice to for last Sunday to have this kind of different personalities because we have different ideas and this when you put it together it can create something nice. So what we are always doing is pushing our boundaries, trying to innovate every time. We are always looking at what was wrong and what we can do for the next time.
And mentality.
Always we are always working and always thinking about last Sunday. So why I tell the guys it's not about your person, it's more about like Sunday because...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at OnePeloton.com.
When we put the last Sunday, the interest of last Sunday first,
yeah.
all of our energies and ideas mm-hmm. are going to last Sunday. Yeah. And then you have five good energies, so of course it becomes stronger.
Stronger, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
stronger.
It's not easy. It's not very easy. I think I'm the one sometimes like, they call me Beyonce.
They
call me a diva. Sometimes
who is a diva?
Like, yeah.
I'll be like, oh, fuck that shit. but at the end of the day, like I always say, it's like last Sunday brought us here, so you have to work for last Sunday.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
sometimes, yeah. Sometimes we know our spirits are not focused on that because like we have like other stuff in our life.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, I always say that last Sunday is last Sunday.
He's the baby. So.
No, we have the same. We're a creative collective of four, living across two countries, and we all used to, before London, but we met in Amsterdam, we used to record every week.
Okay.
So that really like grew the brotherhood. Uh-huh. And, you know, things have changed. So, you know, two of the guys are now in London, so now we meet on Zoom.
Yeah.
So things are a bit different. And obviously, you know, we love each other, but sometimes it's going to be.
Yeah.
So we understand what you mean. But I just wanted a quick breakdown. There's five of you, uh-huh. and there's like two. And there are two DJs. Can you explain quickly the roles of each member?
Okay.
You're obviously a DJ. Right?
Okay. So the role of five, she's dealing with the money.
Yeah, okay.
That's the first thing.
L'argent.
That's her. Okay. So everything is like business oriented or business wise. Yeah. It's Aura. It's in Faisal. Faisal is maybe more logistic. Okay. Logistics where like setting the events. Dealing with
very important and underrated.
Yeah,
very.
He's like, I think Faisal is the brain. He's the brain. He's the brain. Aziz more, it's more like, let's say PR.
Okay.
Nice. He's the commercial, the seller. He has this nice way of talking to people. Yeah. So people love that. Shah is more like technical, like DJ technical, and me is more. Me, it depends. Sometimes I could be like, our director.
Our director is fine.
Director,
our director is fine. Yeah. That's okay. You can be the art director.
It's like I'm the one who like always talk to the artist.
Exactly. The artist because he knows the artist and he can he suggests good artists.
Listen, to DJ, whatever. So most of the time, I'm the one who like dealing with the ego of the artist.
Yeah. Right.
So because when you talk about ego.
Because you do work with artists yourself, right? So
what is it?
You work with artists.
Yeah. I'm an A&R, so I used to work with artists, so I know how to deal with them. Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's how we work. But the thing is, like, sometimes it can be. I don't help at numbers because, like, I'm bad at that. Yeah. But the thing is, like, we are five, and sometimes we have to relay on the other. Sometimes I cannot DJ, or I'm not focused on that, so I'm gonna ask her. Or Faisal to help me with this, or some of Faisal will ask me, not every time, but he will ask me to do that. But like that's how we still try to manage to do, you know. Sometimes we feel like, sometimes she don't have an energy, so we have to.
You have to
work off of each other.
Balance each other.
Yeah, you have to balance. Yeah, that's one of the ideas. That's how we work.
I want to expand a little bit because we've been speaking about La Sunday, which is obviously a great cultural phenomenon within Abidjan. But I'm very curious to get your take on like wider culture within Abidjan. I mean, you guys are clearly kind of like on the cutting edge of everything that's happening.
Uh-huh.
And so we've had a small glimpse of it, but we're curious to kind of like pick your brains a little bit on what else is happening in the country. What else should people who are listening or watching be looking out for? Like how can this episode educate people about Ivory Coast or Côte d'Ivoire? And what should we be looking out for essentially?
People have to know that Ivory Coast is well known because of the music, the culture, the foods. We can discuss about the food, but the foods.
Yeah.
And the way they behave. Like I was saying earlier that they are always happy.
La joie de vivre.
La joie de vivre.
Like, I love that.
This I have one characteristic. If I have one thing to say, like if you want to come to Ivory Coast and you don't know people here, just come, because people are nice. People are always happy, smiling. Like even when you go to the airport, like the police guy, they always like, "Oh, where you come from? Oh, you're my neighbor." That's how they behave. So
they
are like, because can speak as a foreigner. They always going to give you good time. The music is going to be good. They're going to take care of you, food, everything, like, I don't know how to say, like, they are good people.
They are
really good people.
Oh, nice.
And I travel a lot, so I can compare it. Everyone that 10 over 10.
Yes, and it's a country when you have where you can have a minimum of comfort.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So
I'm sorry, I'm sick.
Fine. Oh, no, really.
You can have comfort. I mean, you have good infrastructures, you have good restaurants, you have good activities. So it's modern, but you also have traditional activities. So it's a good balance, I think. And then you have the mindset of Ivorians, the joie de vivre.
Yeah, yeah.
which is important for me and for us too.
No, there are also
so too. Yes, I think it's the most important things that you can, and the culture is very rich, you know. You have more than 60
tribes.
You have more than 60 tribes. Yeah. So it's very rich. You have the cultures are very rich. You can learn you can learn something from everything.
Anyone, yeah.
But also the land is very rich too. Mm, you have very different moods depending on the place where you are going.
Because people always see Abidjan.
No, it's not just Abidjan. When you go to Bouaké, you have
a different.
Things to do, Yamsoukro is different.
That's the capital, right?
Yeah, Yamsoukro is the capital.
Yeah.
When you go to Campredo.
Inside of the country, au nord du pays, in the north of the country, you have a very different experience.
Yeah, Yamsoukro.
Different culture too.
Where's Mont Bouaké?
Yes, Mont Bouaké in the east too.
Party. And like in San Pedro is like on the
east.
Yeah.
No, west. No, here is the west.
On the west.
You also have different
landscapes. Yeah.
Landscape. So it's very rich in terms of culture.
And the tourism.
So if you tourism. If you have 10 days or 15 days in Ivory Coast, you can
see everything.
Live very different experiences.
It's not just focus. The thing is, like, people always focus on Abidjan, but like,
no, here is the party.
Here
is the party, the food and all this. But if you want to have like some, you have the comment dit montagne. You have the mountains to visit.
Yeah, that's the word.
The rocks.
Everything.
Leo, you were before we spoke earlier on today. You mentioned Felix, and you said that he was probably the most visionary.
Yeah.
Francophone president.
Yeah.
Do you mind talking about that?
As a foreigner or as a...
Yeah.
I think I've run... So the thing is like, when you come to Ivory Coast, Yamsoukro is the capital.
Yeah.
People always think it's Abidjan, but Yamsoukro is the capital. In Yamsoukro, you have one of the biggest church in the world, Basilic.
Mm.
I think it's the biggest. And then you have like, we call it Fondation Oufouet Boigny. Is and like if you get a guide, they will explain to you how, you know, kind of view the country. And I think that I remember when I did that, I learned that this legend for me, like, he's so like, for he built every, it's not, he didn't build Ivory Coast for just 10 years.
Mm.
It's like, I'm thinking about Ivory Coast for like 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
From now, like let's say now it's like you were written upon the Pigmento. 60s?
60.
Well, 60. So they're independent like in the 1960. And can you imagine that? So you kind of think about how our records will be 50 years after.
Yeah.
And I think like as a Francophone, I think it's the only president who did that.
Yeah.
Maybe there are some, but like they're not like.
Yeah,
but I think it's the only one. Yeah. Because my mom, I can't forget that. I remember my mom told me when in the 80s, when she was living in France, she had like classmates from Ivory Coast, and they were bragging like, "Hey, Ivory Coast, you have a patinoire where you can do what is patinoire in English? A skate, patinoire, obviously.
It's ice skate, you know.
Ice skate,
ice roller.
And they have it here. In the 80s, these people are flexing. So imagine that they still be flexing like in the
80s.
So because the president was like, "Yo, I want my capital to look like."
Yeah.
But
he was a minister in French.
Yeah, he used to be a French minister too in France before the independence.
Okay.
So yeah, you have like if you want to come to Ivory Coast, I tell you please
do your research,
do some research and see and try to understand why Ivorians are proud, and they are, I think they are proud because of the president on the first one. Like, give them that.
You know, back in the days, we had the train here, and when people from abroad they come here, and the train was like you had the Laguna. It was never seen in Africa. All of these buildings have been built in
the
70s.
All
of these buildings.
These people are flexing.
So the guy had a vision.
Right.
He had a vision for his country.
Yeah.
And he wrote it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And like,
now we are just executing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, yo, this guy, like, people. You do sometimes if you come to Ivory Coast, you don't understand why they praise him like this. But like when you learn is the story of the country, and learn is history, you are like, yo, shit. Wow.
Can you guys say his full name so everyone can maybe like...
Félix Houphouët-Boigny.
Félix Houphouët-Boigny.
Félix Houphouët-Boigny. Was the first president of Ivory Coast.
We feel it, like, we're
one
of the guys that familiar with sport, when we play paddle, we love
I don't love paddle, by the way.
I don't understand that thing. For me, it's tennis for the beginners.
For the no, you don't do that. No, don't do that. Oh, man. Don't do that, man. Don't go bad on it.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, don't do
you
that.
You experience it?
Oh, yeah.
okay,
we're going,
yeah. Yeah, but there's a battery change. Just someone touching my video.
We good?
Sure.
Yeah. We always tried to play paddle if we were abroad somewhere.
Okay.
And we didn't even, probably ignorantly, we didn't even assume that there was paddle courts here, for instance. And then we go to this place, and it's like immaculate tennis courts. Yeah. Uncles are playing tennis, vibing. Uncles. We see some mad backhands from uncles, like they've been playing for years. Paddle courts in abundance, palm trees. And we was just like, wow, man, like the infrastructure, when you're on the roads, there's no bumps in the roads. Yeah. It's all immaculate. It's like,
we have electricity, we have the water every time.
Yeah. No generators.
Yes. No generators, yes. You know, so.
Kelko shows, huh?
Kelko shows.
Sometimes.
And you know, this is like, sometimes in certain countries they have like the fundamentals, but then not much more. But here has everything. It's the fundamentals, you have the infrastructure to support growth. You have like amazing luxury as well. No. So like I can say from our perspective, we're really like blessed to have come here.
Definitely.
We were even talking about coming back.
Yeah. Bro, that's the thing. Everyone will come here once for like at least 1 week and be like, I want to come back. Because like I didn't just experience the whole thing. And like you said, Ivory Coast, like I always say that to my French friends, like if you want to leave France and come back to Africa, and if you don't want to go to like another foreign country, come to Ivory Coast. Because it's simple here. Like, let's say as an entrepreneur, for example, you can come here and start your business. If you do it like on the right way, you know, don't try to get against the law, whatever. But like, there's internet is good. No power cuts. It's normal.
For real,
people don't understand that, but it's like having a country where everything works perfectly as a Cameroonian, bro, is a blessing.
I will say one thing that has impressed me, Yaf and Kieran, especially me and Yaf.
Yeah.
So in our apartment in Kokodi, we had a few episodes of like light off.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
we were turning on too many ACs at the same time, right? Or the accommodator. Acclim, right?
Yeah.
But this Wi-Fi never cuts.
Never cuts.
Even if you have a power cut, the Wi-Fi is still working. I can still contact Brazil, Botswana, Bosnia. We have no
it's
power.
So true.
We're in the dark. I'm showering in the dark.
And those four lights, WhatsApp video calls, are still working.
My wife or my... It's insane.
Yeah, sometimes, so, like, you realize...
So strong.
You realize that Ivory Coast is good when you travel in Africa.
The only time
I was like, okay, the only country for me is like maybe all bigger than Ivory Coast is Kenya. Kenya is serious, bro.
I really want
to
know. That would be serious.
Kenya or South Africa, these kind of countries. Yeah. But you
even
can
South
see...
Africa, they have problems. They don't speak about that.
Everyone has problems.
Yeah, everyone has a problem. But I think Ivory Coast is the wow. Yeah.
No, but this has been a great episode. This is we have to wrap up, but I just want to ask a few questions. So obviously we're here for CAF and AFCON, and now Abidjan is on 100. Everyone's turned. Like, what do you think? You know, as people in the cultural scene, what are some of the things that you want to ensure that make people keep coming back to Abidjan and keep coming back to other places in the Ivory Coast?
Oh, the party is the easy way to say that, but I think the vibe of you have to experience the vibe of Ivory Coast. It's not just about, like I said, it's everything. It's like, for example, going to Hotel Le Pic, going to La Sende, then you go to Chaylen to eat, or go to Bushman, going to Assini, going to Bassam. So it's a whole package. It's not just about like, oh, come for La Sende. I mean, you can come for us.
Yeah.
But we are part of wider, an ecosystem.
Wider, yeah, wider network.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you experience us, you have to experience everyone.
And have you guys thrown parties in other areas of the country or only in Abidjan? Just
Assini only.
Okay. Nice.
We wanted to do Yamsuko was 23 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know why we. I think we did it because of the COVID.
Okay.
C'est quoi ce qu'on a COVID? Non, on a fait Yamsuko.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not
and, and Lizzie, I'm looking at you now because you handle the money. If you do anything in Paris, London or Amsterdam, please.
Okay, yeah, but we'll be in Paris in June.
Yeah,
really?
As we did last year.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Last year we had a trip.
In London we are under discussion, so it's possible.
And maybe Amsterdam. I want to go to Amsterdam. Yeah, yeah, like, I really want to. People told me like Amsterdam is.
You have to.
You know, last year we went to Berlin,
Brussels,
Paris.
Paris,
so.
It was, it was the first time like doing a tour.
Yeah.
But when we like dropped the dates, people were like, why are you coming to Amsterdam? Why are you coming to London? Why are you coming to New York? I'm like, yo, you know, visa, it's not easy. Yeah. No,
like,
it's okay.
But like, that's when you know you've created something.
Yes.
You know, like you said, you started 50 people,
yeah,
and now it's worldwide. And that's what it's about, like bringing Africa like to, I think, so much, because we're from the UK, so a lot of things are focused on London, right? Like, so a lot of things in Ghana are focused on countries, and this is beautiful that Abidjan and Cote d'Ivoire are getting, because not only Cote d'Ivoire, it's also going to be Mali and Senegal and Burkina Faso, right? Like, we want to keep
that's what I said. So my Sunday is Frank, it's Ivorian, because I will always write that that Sunday is us, but at the end of the day, it's a Francophone movement, because like when we did like in Paris last summer, we had like between 2005 and 3k people, and I remember like one of my friends from the It was a very emotional moment for Faisal and me because like we grew up in France.
Mm.
So having all events that we started in Ivory Coast and now we did it in France, we were so happy. And like I remember one of my friends from high school was there and she told me like, Leo, you don't understand what you guys did.
Mm.
It's like as African, we never had this kind of event here. Like when I said this kind of event here, it's like there's like African party, but as you know, it's very in small places,
but
on this scale, we just African from everywhere in Africa. It's like you're doing like an Afro feature, but in Paris.
Yeah.
So everyone is well dressed, just African music. People were so proud. So that's for me. That's one of the like my energy. When people ask me like, "What you want to do last Sunday?" I'm like, "Yo, I want to see people happy."
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, so that's what we want to do.
To
like,
see people happy.
Yeah.
When I see the pictures, when I look at the pictures, I always have the smile.
Yeah, because like, people are happy.
Yeah.
You're giving joy. That's,
yes, exactly.
That's the thing.
And obviously we're here for AFCON and you know, we're here on the days coming up to the final, big final coming up. With the Cote d'Ivoire playing a very small team of birds called the Super Eagles. what do you think? Do you think that the football has brought the nation together? And what will happen if Cote d'Ivoire win on Sunday?
It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a lot of trash talk against Cameroon and Nigeria and all that stuff.
Of course, we are waiting for you guys.
You wanna kill us?
I have some pictures in my phone.
I'm
waiting for you.
I remember that. I was like, I'm not gonna trash talk Ivorian because I live here, you know.
But I started.
She started. My daughter is here. I'm like, yo, I'm kind of half Ivorian, I don't want to start trash talking you. First day of AFCON, she's like, Cameroon, you trash. I'm like, yo, that's what you're doing. I'm trying to be quiet. You starting. Okay. So, I think everyone's going to be happy. Football, like, you know, football brings everyone together. I see people that's the whole of football.
Yeah.
People are just happy. So, I don't know if Ivory Coast is going to win. I wish we're gonna win.
We have already won. We are finalists.
No,
we were supposed to end the competition 2 weeks ago. So we won everything. We won everything. Now the next step for us is to keep the cup.
At home.
Yeah, we need to keep it home, but we already won. So
that's
please,
true.
Come on.
That's very true.
I want Nigeria to suffer.
Voilà. This is what I want to hear.
That's on record now as well.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I think that first for Hustler Sunday is going to be like one of the best parties because we're going to end at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good information.
Yeah. We're changing the
I think
day,
for
the hours.
All Ivorians, we're going to have a, come on, a day off, the Anjou Férié.
Yeah.
Holiday. Holiday.
National holiday.
I hope that. If they win.
And the message behind this is very important. First, because of our trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
People didn't believe in him.
Yeah, now he's in the final.
We used to take some other people from other countries, and now we have an Ivorian who are training our players, and he's winning. So the message is very important for us and for Africa. So this is something we are going to understand. The message is always. We also have a message about the hope, you know, because when you think that it's over, but you know that you have a last card, you need to faith and to believe in it. Yeah. In it. This is what we did, so we were supposed to be out, and now we.
No,
we won. If we, so we have a second message for hope, and I think for the economy and for the country, it's going to be good.
And for La Sunday, huh?
Yeah. Yes, for La Sunday. Also for La Sunday.
Hey, the money girl.
I feel like that's the perfect
That's why I want Ivory Coast to win. Because the party's going to be legendary. I swear. But
I think that's the perfect way to end the podcast. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for your time. Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to the Out of Home podcast with your boys, Kieran, Yap, Stephen, Kwame. And we've been joined by La Sunday, Aura, Aleo.
Genial.
Shout out to everybody who represents La Sunday but isn't here to make it. And man, thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
much love.
Thank you,
bro. Cheers. Yeah, you will.